This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
WPR and Wisconsin Watch are documenting the lives of Wisconsinites in this unprecedented time with a series of audio diaries called Outbreak Wisconsin. Wisconsin hospitals have started administering coronavirus vaccines. That includes UW Health in Madison, where Mariah Clark is a nurse in the emergency department. She recorded this diary the day she learned she'd be getting the shot.
I just stepped outside after my post-work shower. It is December 17th, and it's nearly 6 a.m. I was about to go to bed, but this warrants noting. So I woke up yesterday morning on the 16th to a text message from one of my supervisors saying that I was scheduled to get my COVID-19 vaccination today. And I was just so excited. Honestly, I knew that we'd be among the first because, you know, emergency ICU and other staff with direct daily patient care of COVID-19 patients would be in the first tier for vaccination. And part of the first bit of the rollout, but I didn't think I would be getting it quite so soon. So I was really excited to get that text message this morning. The science is amazing. The science is fascinating. And I mean, I am excited. I'm excited to help protect my patients and to help protect my family and to help protect myself. But most of all, I'm really happy that this is happening. And I'm happy to be part of history in one of the more significant mass vaccination campaigns of my lifetime. I'm excited to get the fastest developed vaccines in recent history. The last quickest vaccine development was the mumps vaccine, and that took 4 years and was considered remarkable. This took us 1 year, and while mRNA vaccination is new, mRNA vaccine research is not. And I am very comfortable getting this vaccine and hope to be able to be an example that encourages others to do the same when it becomes more and more widely available. And I hope that it means that slowly, gradually, months from now, return to something resembling the normalcy we knew before.